What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the show, you just stumbled across it, you saw the name Dig Straight Down, you thought, hey, that sounds like it might be about Minecraft. Well, you would be absolutely correct about this. This is a podcast about Minecraft updates. Now, we talk about updates that are actually coming to the game that have been announced by Mojang, such as 1.21, with all the new cool things that are coming to the game. But we also delve into speculation and theories and ideas for future updates that we just come up with on our own here just for fun. So if either of those kinds of things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. And I am very happy that you decided to stop by. And guys, for today's episode, this entire episode is going to be a Q&A because today's Q&A was a little different. Now, normally I use the Q&A segment to give you guys, the audience, a platform to share your opinions about Minecraft. Usually I ask you a question and you give me your answers and then I react to your answers. But this time I thought, hey, why don't we switch it up? Because a few of you said, you know what? We would like to ask you a couple of questions and see what you have to say. So today's Q&A is going to be directed to me by questions from you. So I wanted to dedicate an entire episode to this one because there were so many of you who took part in this one. So I wanted to give a good amount of time to it. So let's get into it. I asked you guys to switch things up and ask me a question. And the first one comes from the Arch Villager, and they write, do you sometimes feel burned out or tired of the podcast? Does the community change your feelings about that? And I feel like that's a fantastic question to ask. Because, of course, the answer is yes. I do sometimes feel burned out or tired by the podcast. Now, I have taken it upon myself to release an episode basically every day, except for Sundays and Saturdays. So it is my own fault, but any sort of creative thing that you kind of put yourself up to produce and share with other people does take a lot of energy out of you, and it does to me. There are days where I think, man, I do not want to record another episode. But what I've how I've learned to kind of cope with that a little bit is just telling myself, well, Rebel, because I'm not sharing my real name here. Well, Rebel, you don't feel this way all the time. Some days you wake up and you're really excited to do the podcast. Most days, I feel very positive about doing the podcast. And so I know that any bad negative feelings that I have on any given day, those are temporary. That's not the normal thing. That's not the normal way I feel about this. And so what I learned to do is sort of, I mean, and I don't say this is healthy or whatever, but to sort of ignore, you know, the negative feelings when they come and say, you know what, that's just how you feel right now. And it could be as simple as I've got a headache. I don't feel like I have the mental energy to do something. And then also kind of giving myself permission to be like, you know what? Not right now. Maybe it's a good day to do a rerun. Or maybe it's a good day to sort of, you know, delay the podcast by a couple of hours just so that I can give myself a chance to feel better about it and to feel more positively. And other times I look at my email and I see emails from you guys. I see the activity on the Discord from you guys, and that gets me excited again. So yeah, to answer your question, does the community change your feelings about it? It absolutely does. When I see other people excited about the thing that I'm creating, it makes me excited about that thing too. So yeah, great question. That's something that I hope what I just shared helps other people out there who are also creating something and maybe feel tired about it from day to day. Just stick with it, you know, just assess your feelings over the course of time. Do you usually feel tired and burned out? Because if that's your normal feeling, then maybe you do need to reassess if this is something you want to do right now. And maybe give yourself permission to say, you know what, I'm just going to take a break for a second. But if that's not your normal feeling, if the majority of the time you're feeling positive about it, you know what, you can just ignore the way you feel and keep plowing on. And I feel like the reward for doing that will make it worth it. And that's just been my experience. Now, I'm not advocating stuffing your feelings down on a regular basis. Listen to your feelings. If you're feeling as if you're just tired of it all the time, don't stuff that down. But if you know that, hey, this is just a temporary feeling, I have a stomach ache today, I'm just not feeling physically good, Just accept that for what it is and don't blow that out of proportion is basically what I'm saying. The next question comes from High Hopes, friend of the show and fellow podcaster. His podcast is The Beacon. I highly encourage you to check it out. In fact, though, as of the recording of this episode, his last episode is actually an interview with me. So I highly recommend you go check that out. I will try to remember to put a link to his podcast in the show notes. I always forget to do things like that, but I'm going to do my best to remember. And if I forget, you please get on to me harshly, please. But High Hopes asked, you make a podcast and videos, and you've dabbled in writing. Yes, that's writing is my job. What is a creative venture you've not done, or at least not published, that you'd like to do one day? It could be related to something you've done, but expanded beyond. My goodness, there's no end to ideas for things that I want to do. For my entire life, I've wanted to write books. I've wanted to write novels. Now, I don't know if that's actually going to happen one day, but I have several, you know, that have been partially written. And maybe one day I will actually finish them and publish them. One thing that I would like to do is actually write a Minecraft fan novel. I have an idea for that, and this could take the form of an actual physical book. It could also take the form of a podcast. Once upon a time, I had another podcast called Mind Fable, and it was essentially just a fan fiction set in the world of Minecraft. It had something to do. It was tied to this podcast, Dig Straight Down, and a challenge that I had going on at the time that was similar to the One Block Challenge. But it was tied to that. It kind of provided some lore for that. And so I would like to do something like that again. I don't think it's returning to Mind Fable, but I do have an idea in the works for that. Not saying that it's going to happen anytime soon or at all, but I would like to do something like that one day. There's just no end to the things I would like to do, honestly. Of course, the bottleneck on that is time and energy. There are things that I would rather spend my time doing, such as being with my family. if I was going to spend time doing all the things that I want to produce, I would just have no time to spare. And so I don't think that that would be being a good husband or dad if I actually did that. But yeah, there's just no end to the stuff that I want to write, that I want to produce in the form of videos even. I'm doing my best when it comes to my Project Outbound series on YouTube. If you're interested in that, just go check out my YouTube channel. A new video for that should be coming out soonish. I'm hoping that it's going to come out soon for that series that I'm doing. It's an exploration Minecraft series, but also a bit of lore in there as well. But yeah, to answer the question, definitely, there's so many things that I would like to do. And it seems like every day I have an idea for a new project, and maybe I should just start selling people ideas for projects, and maybe that could be a business of its own. Just I come up with a concept and say, hey, you know, for $100 you can have it. But yeah, great question. Thank you, High Hopes. And again, guys, remember to check out the description for a link to The Beacon. And if there is no link there, it's because I'm a dummy and I forgot to put it there. Go search for it on your favorite podcasting platform, The Beacon, a Minecraft podcast, and you'll find it right away. The next question comes from Minecraft Was My Idea, and they say, if you could have one and only one Minecraft item in real life, what would it be? Now, I thought really long and hard about this, and I've determined I know what it is. I would like a diamond chest plate that has been enchanted. It doesn't matter what the enchantment is, just enchanted somehow. A diamond chest plate enchanted. What would I do with that, you ask? Well, I would sell it to the highest bidder. I mean, this thing is made up of what? How many? 8 diamonds? And it's solid diamond, right? And it's formed in such a way that somebody could wear it, and then it has this magical, mysterious aspect to it that no one in real life would know what it is. It's just this really cool, strange, you know, aspect to this thing. It's magical. That would be worth so much money, and I would never have to work again. And then I would have all the time in the world to devote to the projects I want to actually do. So it would be a completely selfish, you know, on my part, desire. But yeah, a enchanted diamond chest plate. That's the one thing that from Minecraft that I would bring into the real world. If I was a villain, it would be a Ender Dragon spawn egg. But I'm a good guy, so I just want something that's going to bring me money. Yeah, anyway, moving on quickly from that. Yugut says, what is your favorite block? Oh, that's simple. Gilded Blackstone is the coolest looking block in the game. And it matches my color palette as well. My brand is basically black and orange and red. This is a black and yellow block, so it's kind of close to what I got going on. I like it a lot. I guess something more on brand would be the magma block, and so that's a close second maybe, but I really like Gilded Blackstone. Silver Vortex says, if you could add any new rideable, tameable, or breedable mob, original or in real life, what would it be? That's a great question. Let me think. So we have so many things already in the game. I was even about to say llama, but we have llamas in the game, don't we? That's a good question. You know, I would probably add a rooster. I know we have chickens, and mobs in Minecraft tend to be gender neutral for the most part. But add a rooster to Minecraft. I think a rooster with its you know, more colorful appearance, and with its crowing at certain points of the day, I think would be really, really fun, honestly, and give some atmosphere to some farms in Minecraft. So I like the idea of roosters in Minecraft. I actually have two roosters in real life. Maybe I'll take a picture of them and put them up on the Discord later at some point. But I have two roosters and three hens in real life that I take care of. I want to get rid of those roosters because they don't produce anything, but they are really cool to look at and listen to. But yeah, roosters, I think, would be really fun to have in Minecraft. Kalos asks, what is your favorite combo of potions to use? Now, a lot of people would say something like regeneration and strength or something like that. I'm a simple guy. I want jump boost and speed boost. I want jump boost and speed. That's what I want. It's just fun. It's just fun to zip around and be able to jump really high. You know, I just want to have fun with it. I don't really use potions very much in my normal, you know, gameplay of Minecraft. I don't mess with it very much. But jump boost and speed boost, that's the most fun combination to have. Cheesy Williams says, what is your favorite Minecraft block and Minecraft mob? Well, I already answered the block part. It's the Gilded Blackstone, and my favorite mob is the Piglin. The Piglins are just cool. I like the Piglins. My favorite faction in the game is the Piglin. They just have such awesome personality, and I just want to hang out with them. Donkey Kong asks, at what age did you begin to make this podcast? Well, I started this podcast in 2020. I am 31 right now. I had my birthday in 2023, so I was 31 in 2023. Let me do some quick math here. I was around 28 years old when I started the podcast. I'll just say that. I was around 28 years old when I started the podcast, and that's old for a Minecraft content creator. So my encouragement to you is, one, start early. If you want to get started making Minecraft content, start early. And two, it's never too late to start. So no matter where you are right now, the best time to start is today. So I encourage anyone who wants to make a Minecraft podcast or a YouTube channel or whatever kind of content you want to create, go ahead and start as soon as you can. Don't worry about it being too good. Don't worry about it being perfect. You know what? It's actually good if it's not perfect right away, because you'll learn more lessons and you'll get all of your worst mistakes out of the way earlier. So go ahead and start right now with what you got. No excuses. Just get to it. And it doesn't matter if you're not on par with Hermitcraft or the Dream SMP or whatever guys you admire. Just go ahead and get started with what you got, and you will get better eventually. That's my advice to you. Doc says, are you an OG or a person who wants all the power? I'm saying diamonds or netherite. I like diamonds. Keep up the great work. Well, I am an OG. I don't go for the most powerful stuff in Minecraft at all. I usually stop at diamonds, especially after the new update with netherite upgrade templates. It's just too much work for me personally. So diamonds is usually where I start, but I am an OG. I am an OG, definitely. Quinn asks, what's your favorite color? Mine's purple and black. Purple and black's a great combination. My favorite color is green. I like green. Miles asks, what's your favorite other survival game? Right away, I'm going to say No Man's Sky is my favorite game other than Minecraft. It's such a fun game. It has many, many survival aspects, but it doesn't just have to be a survival game. There's actually a creative mode in No Man's Sky, and if you haven't played it, I encourage you to check it out. It's a fun, fun game. Mushroom Monstrosity says, have you ever played Minecraft Dungeons? And if you haven't, you definitely need to try it out. I actually own Minecraft Dungeons, and I've played it a little bit. It is a fun game and definitely worth checking out. I just have not played it very often. But it is a fun game, absolutely. Elliot asks, do you prefer Java or Bedrock? Personally, I prefer Bedrock, but Java's fine. I don't really have a preference between the two, but I play Java. When I'm playing with my son, I usually play Bedrock. The differences between the two are there, but they're not so bad that they ruin the game experience for me. But I do spend most of my time in Java, but both of them are quite good, honestly. Heathy Keithy asks, will you ever make another episode of Mind Fable? Probably not Mind Fable, but I would like to do a different kind of Minecraft story one day. And I've got an idea in the works. No promises that that's going to come out anytime soon or at all. But I do have something in the works that maybe one day will make it out there. Floop says, cat person or dog person? great question. I think I'm a cat person, honestly. I like chill animals, and cats tend to be chill, you know? So, yeah, I'm a cat person, 100%. Anselm says, what was your favorite update? Mine was either Caves and Cliffs because it made caves actually feel cool to explore, or the Nether update for obvious reasons. I'm kind of stuck between the Update Aquatic and the Nether update. Update Aquatic brought the most awesome things to the game, honestly. It was the best update in terms of the things that it brought to the game, but the Nether update did bring Gilded Blackstone and Piglins, my two favorite blocks and mobs in the game. So I'm going to say the Update Aquatic, and then the Nether update is almost a tie. Spencer asks, do you ever post things from this podcast on the Minecraft feedback site? I have done that. I should be doing that. I'm too lazy to do that. Feel free to do that for my sake, because I probably won't. but yeah, that is a good idea. I should be doing that, but I probably won't because I'm just too lazy. That's just another thing that I would have to do. Anna asks, what update has been your favorite and why? I love this podcast. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you so much, Anna. Again, my favorite update is the Update Aquatic, but the Nether update is very, very close to a tie. Cyborg asks, do you think Java Edition is hard? My friend says it's hard. Cyborg died because Java Edition killed him because he doesn't play Java Edition. Oh, goodness. It is hard. I will say Java Edition is hard. I'm not good at Minecraft, and it is hard for me. Minecraft is a difficult game for me, and I usually play on normal difficulty mode. I have played on hard mode, but only in a multiplayer, so I've kind of had a support system. But I don't find Minecraft an easy game. It's a fun game, but it certainly is not easy for me. And if you find Minecraft difficult, or Java Edition, I guess, specifically difficult, don't feel bad about that, because it's difficult for a lot of people who consider themselves serious Minecrafters, like myself. So, yeah, you're in good company, I would say. Miles Roxalot, who created the music for this podcast. So shout out there. In all of your survival games, what is the worst thing that has ever happened to you in game? Well, so many things. Where do I even begin? Well, the worst thing that happened to me in game probably was when I first started playing Minecraft and I thought, this game stinks and I hate it. That was probably the worst thing, because I was so wrong, obviously. The second worst thing that I can think of is when I accidentally knocked one of my friends down into a trap, making her lose all of her things, and it was such a headache to get all those things back. One of the most recent worst things that ever happened to me in-game is when I was crafting my diamond armor, and I had a limited amount of diamonds. And I thought, you know what, I need a diamond chest plate. And so I crafted a diamond chest plate, and I went to go equip it, and then I saw I already had one. Oh, gosh, and I had been working so hard for those diamonds, and I had two diamond chest plates and nothing else. So big waste of diamonds there. That's the most recent worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm sure other worst things have happened to me, but I can't think of them right now. So yeah, I guess you could just fill in the blank because a lot of bad things have happened to me in Minecraft. Silas asks, what, in your opinion, is the best thing you have ever built in Minecraft? Also, have you ever landed a clutch? First of all, no, I have never landed a clutch. I feel like I've tried to a couple of times. I've failed, and then I never do anymore. I never try to. In my opinion, the best thing that I've ever built in Minecraft was Marrow Tree Farm in the Ripple Effect. So if you want to see those builds, go check out my YouTube channel, the Ripple Effect SMP videos there, and watch me build that farm. It was a really, really fun build, and I really loved it a whole lot. Ryan asks, how do you manage to make 5 20-minute episodes each week? Well, first of all, they're not all 20 minute. I guess they're on average 20 minute, and this one might be because I'm spending a lot of time on this Q&A segment. But a lot of times they range from about 14 minutes to about 25-ish, 30 minutes sometimes. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think that it's not easy. It's not easy to do it. It is tedious sometimes. I do get burned out, but I keep with it, and a lot of times I'm just excited to do it. I think that one thing that gets me going and keeps the steam, I guess, on it keeps me energized doing it is just featuring you guys and giving you guys a voice on the podcast. Not only does that take down a lot of the scripting that I have to do on the practical end, but it just makes me excited to see what you guys have to say and realize that this community, you know, there is actually a community around this podcast, people who like to listen to it. And it's not just me speaking into the void, if you would, but it is difficult. It does take a lot of time. And I don't really have a set schedule, so I just kind of record at any given point. In fact, my studio still to this day is the inside of my car. So, what you're listening to right now is me sitting in my car recording on my iPhone. So I keep it simple and, I keep it, predictable, and I have a formula for what I do, and how I script these episodes. I keep it I have variation throughout the week because I do different things on different days. But I have a general template that I go by, and that takes out a lot of the work. But yeah, I just keep it kind of simple. I don't do anything too crazy. It's just me. I don't really have to coordinate with somebody else. I edit it, so it's all in my hands, and it's just whenever I get the opportunity to record and edit, that's when I do it. And yeah, honestly, I don't know how I pull it off, but so far so good, I guess. And thank you so much for your support, guys. I just want to say I really appreciate it. I got two more here. Your boy says, what is your favorite block palette? You know what? I like it. I like the OG block palette. I like stone variants and oak. That's what I like. I like to keep it early game. I like to keep it OG. So yeah, cobblestone and oak, honestly, is my favorite block palette. And finally, HT asks, do you think there should be cannons that fire cannonballs from iron and stone and explosive cannonballs that explode on impact made with extra TNT? And both are mainly used for damage, not harming. I would just say yes, sure. Yeah. What a great idea. Absolutely. Cannonballs and cannons in Minecraft. Why not? Well, thank you so much, guys, for these questions. I had a lot of fun, and maybe every now and then I'll ask you guys we'll switch it up again occasionally, and you guys can ask me questions. But you guys had a lot of questions, and I had a lot of fun answering them, so I thought, you know what? I'd like to dedicate an episode to this, just so you guys could get to know me better as a creator and as part of the community as well. So thank you so much, guys, for these answers, or these questions, rather. And if you would like to take part in a future Q&A segment, go to this episode on Spotify, and you can interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do so on the Discord. I have a whole channel dedicated to that. Speaking of the Discord, it's a great place to collaborate with other people and talk to them and chat with them about Minecraft and the podcast and collaborate with them on the One Block Challenge. If you did not send me your ideas for this week's One Block Challenge yesterday, I'm sorry, you're too late, but I will go ahead and announce the theme for next week's One Block Challenge. Next week's One Block Challenge, the theme is Multiply. So you can take that any way you want. Any way you want. I want to see some good creativity here. So go ahead and be working on your ideas and send them to me by Wednesday next week. to be part of the One Block Challenge and to possibly win and have your idea read on next week's Friday episode. Well, that'll bring us to the end of this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Send me your questions, your ideas, and opinions to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.